And I'm going to share my screen again, and I'm going to pop up to here, since we are, I already went through free, I'll go back through it just so that you have it on your recording. So as we go through the report, the areas that are picked up are blood sugar, adrenal, cardiovascular, and gallbladder. Less likely, but still higher probability, like up 42%, some indicators of bone health, GI function, liver function. The others are low enough that are probably not really needing to be considered, but we keep it there. You have your descriptions. Also, your acid alkaline balance is out. And, you know, we can talk again about some, remind you where you can find information to be able to support yourself there. Your lipid panel is out, and that's been an issue for you for a little while. Yeah. And then we go to the nutrients. I'm going to go to the specific nutrients. So the specific nutrients, vitamin D, low. Thiamine, possibly low. It usually can be related to the blood sugar. Zinc, based on probably alkaline phosphatase. Vitamin B6 and selenium. Okay, so these are the things you'll look at. And B12 folate as well. Possibly calcium, possibly iron, possibly C. We'll look at those. Okay. So I like to start with the picture because, you know, it just kind of gives me where's your, so I'm going to ask you questions because I know that you test your blood sugar. Have you been not testing your blood sugar? And have you been, I know we heard from Joseph yesterday that you guys had a vacation and he was eating a lot of gluten-free bread and he wasn't quite following the typical at-home diet. Was that true of you as well?
No, not as much.
Not as much.
I'm really faithful to the sweet spot. I've got a Freestyle Libre. In fact, I'm really surprised that it said it was 96. You know, usually it's 73 to 83. I woke up that morning, it was 95. By the time I got to Quest Labs, it was 115. So I walked around that parking lot real fast. And I must have lowered it enough for it to be 96. But
so were you feeling, okay, so here's the thing, and we discussed this a little yesterday. Right now, it's kind of scary to be going off into labs and you don't know who the person next to you is and are they going to get you sick? And so it is a stressful situation. And when you're under stress, you are going to have elevated glucose. Would you say that it was probably as you woke up with a little bit of trepidation that morning?
Oh yeah, a huge amount. You know, I've got what I call needle trauma. We know that now. And I haven't, you know, since I have the Freestyle Libre, that went to the bottom of my list with my TEH coach to work on that. Right. So, but yeah, I wasn't surprised at all that it was up that high.
Yeah. So it's not really that you have a blood sugar problem. It's that you were stressed out. So here's the thing, guys, when you take your blood sugar and you're under stress, play with it sometime. Like after you get off a stressful phone call, a stressful situation, test your blood sugar. Cause oftentimes I had my blood sugar up to 150 once. And it was because I wasn't even aware of the stress, but I had, you know, a team member that I had to have a difficult conversation with, and it was scheduled for that evening. And that day my blood sugar was 150 and I was eating salad and avocado, right? Which should have been 75 to 80, you know? So it does make a difference. And that's why we teach HeartMath. And I'm so into just us getting and falling down into that peaceful place because it makes a huge difference. Okay. So yeah, your hemoglobin A1C is 5.2. Your insulin's a little higher than I would like it to be, but not as high as some people's. It's just a little, I like it to be like between 2 and 5, right? It's a little bit higher than that. So you're still overproducing insulin a little bit. So there may be some things you can look at your Freestyle and see if there's anything that's shooting it higher than you would like, or if there's any periods of time where it dips down, because sometimes you don't see a high glucose, but you see a dip. And that usually means that you've had something that really raised it and then it plummeted down. So possibly.
Oh, okay. Every once in a while it does dip.
Yeah. So look at what you've eaten like in the, you know, hour or so before that, 2 hours, 3 hours before that, and see what might be causing
more food rather than stress.
Well, food or stress, but the production of insulin is it could be. Here's the thing: if it's related to, you may not catch the high with the Freestyle. You're more likely to catch the high with the finger pricking. You might miss it, right? So if you're seeing it go high and then low, like look for some patterns like that and see if there's some situations. It just might be stress. you know, it's been a pretty stressful year for you, you know, for everybody, but, you know, yeah, with Joseph and all.
Yeah.
Okay. BUN's a little on the low side, usually a lot on the low side, actually. It's very low. Usually that and the creatinine are low because there's either low protein in your diet, muscle wasting, or you're not absorbing your protein. So low stomach acid, right? And your low stomach acid could be, are you doing your bitters? Have you fallen away from that habit? Do you have enough zinc? And based on what we saw earlier, you don't have enough zinc to help you make enough stomach acid, right? So it could be the stomach acid.
That has been an issue for me. There was a period of time right before these labs where I don't know what was going on with me, but I quit doing all my supplements. I kind of fell off the wagon, not hugely, but in that way I did.
Okay.
So,
right. So that would be, you know, really reinforcing the zinc and the bitters, very important piece for you. Cause it's not what kidney. The zinc.
Zinc. Right. I do then ionic.
Yeah, ionic zinc in the bitters. So what else do we have here? Potassium is low, right? So I would look at your list of high potassium foods and potentially get some potassium to supplement with. Okay.
Right. I'll look at the list.
And an ionic one. You know, when we go very low glycemic, oftentimes we eliminate some of the foods that are high in potassium, like potatoes and bananas and things like that. So look at your intake.
Forever. Yeah.
Yeah. So go ahead, do it, put it in chronometer, and that'll give you an exact amounts that you're getting in your food. And it may be just a matter of, oh, all I have to do is add, you know, another cup of or a broccoli or a half an avocado or something along those lines to get your zinc back up. But it's fairly low. So you might want to, in the meantime, while you're working on the food, get an ionic zinc, just like you have ionic potassium, just like you have the zinc.
All right. That's great.
Yeah. And the sodium high, potassium low, that's indicative of adrenal. That's where the adrenal marker was coming from when it said adrenals.
Well, you know, I eat a lot of salt. Yeah, I do still, you know, cause I did go back into some adrenal stuff this year. Big time.
Right. So it's working. We're working on your adrenals, right? Just really
we
working
are
on
them. Working on my adrenals.
Okay.
I've just recently, I did a 2-day sleepcation. I feel a whole lot better, but
awesome. I did a 3-day one. I was thinking of you because I know how you benefited over the years from doing those regularly. So I did a 3-day one, my first one ever.
That's awesome.
It was awesome. So your carbon dioxide being low, a little bit on the acid side versus alkaline, go back to your acid alkaline chart, make sure you're eating more from the alkaline side versus the acid side, and you can get your pH strips and test it. Yeah. So Joseph had some issues there too. So I told him to pull out the paper as well. So maybe you can make it a family affair and do it together.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. Yeah. And this is related to those electrolytes being out of balance. So we discussed that. Protein is good. Globulin, these are good. Nothing. I mean, these are all within here. So the alkaline phosphate, it's just a little bit below the optimal. That's what it was picking up. And I think given that the stomach acid indicators are a little off, I would say bitters and zinc will be helpful. Just get back on it. What dose were you taking before? And for how long before this were you off?
I was off for about at least a month.
Okay. Maybe yeah, I would say probably just get back on the doses you were on then. A month is long enough to have affected this. Mm-hmm. All right. This is a liver enzyme. These both are liver enzymes. They can also be related to the heart, but this one's perfectly normal. This is a little low. Oftentimes when ALT or AST are low, they're B6 dependent enzymes. So it could be B6, vitamin B6. And again, if you were off your supplements and you had been on B6, then that could account for that.
So we're recommending B6 in addition to my max stress Bs.
It looks like, yeah, if you already have that, but you were off of it for a month, so it's kind of hard to tell if there was enough in there. But I usually recommend P5P in the neighborhood of 25 milligrams a day in this particular case. I'm going to look at your iron markers. Iron, ferritin are okay. Oftentimes, no, I'm not going to see that. Sometimes when I see a higher iron and a low hemoglobin, it could be B6 as well. So, you know, I would just look at maybe getting back on those. And if you want to bump up and just take some extra B6 for a month or two, probably be okay.
Yeah, it's been B6, low B6 before.
Oh, it has been. Right. So so you need to be on the max stress, or you need to add some extra B6. Probably, you know, temporarily just add the B6.
Okay.
Your iron, ferritin are, you know, they're slightly, you know, at the opposite ends of the optimal range. I don't think it's off enough for me to be concerned about, you know, inflammation in liver, but it's something to just keep an eye on.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm still doing those liver cleanses, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. The ones with Isabel.
Yeah.
Yeah. So cholesterol, it's at 216. I'm going to skip down to see where it is compared to.
It has always been high. And I don't know if this is relevant or not, but my family, on my dad's side, everybody's cholesterol is high. They're all on meds. Then I don't know.
So here's what I was telling everybody yesterday to verify that. I don't know if you've done an advanced lipid panel yet, but an advanced lipid panel will test to see the large buoyant versus the small dense LDL particles to see how much your risk is. It also tests something called Lp(a). So you get that tested. We're going to look at your CRP. We're going to look at your homocysteine to see if those play into the picture. But sometimes people just have a genetic high. I just recently had this. I mentioned this yesterday. My husband it's always been high, and he's been 6 months. He lost 30 pounds. He's been eating pristinely. He's been exercising like crazy. And his cholesterol was high, and he was so discouraged. So we did the advanced panel. We did all the other stuff, and we did what's called a cardiac CT. And it's a very low radiation, but it measures the amount of plaque that are in the coronary arteries. And he had the arteries of a baby, basically. So it was like, okay, the cholesterol's there. Everything else was fine. All the inflammatory markers were fine. We're just going to deal with his family members are all on cholesterol lowering medication. Does he need to take that risk and risk, you know, I don't think it's a problem because he doesn't have any plaque in his arteries. So those are the kinds of things that you can do to either alleviate your stress about it or go, there's some additional stuff I really need to be working on.
Right.
Okay. So advanced lipid panel with the lipoprotein(a) and a cardiac CT. They will do it if you're on Medicare. You're old enough to be on Medicare, right? So if you're on Medicare, they'll do it for free. You just call up the lab and Medicare will cover it. You don't even need a doctor's order to get it unless you're over 70, which he found out. They said, you're 70, you have to get a doctor's order. If you were under 70, you don't have to. So anyway, cardiac CT scan. Joel Kahn talks about it a lot. And he has a whole book on lipoprotein(a). All right, cholesterol. So triglycerides, you know, they're a little higher, then I'd like them to be. I liked them to be somewhere around 75 and in relationship with your HDL. If you were doing, you know, it usually triglycerides have to do with sugars and starches that you're eating. This is not terrible. I mean, it's just a little above optimal, but I like to see a one-to-one ratio between HDL and triglycerides. So really look to see, are you doing any of the, you know, grains that, you know, not grains as much as flour or pasta,
I don't do any grains.
You don't do any grains. Okay. Mm-hmm. You doing starchy vegetables?
Well, not really, not very much. I mean, there may be some carrots.
No worries. Then I just say, keep doing what you're doing and stay there. It might actually be the stress.
Stress. I did narrow down the sweet spot. Really helped me. That freestyle libre. I would say stress is, I'm a stress bunny.
Stress. Yeah. So that's what's causing. that's the issue. So it's really, you know, working on your adrenals, working on your stress at this point.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's a great one.
Yeah. And if I were you, I would get the advanced panel and the CT scan, but just because it's just too good to alleviate some of the stress of thinking, oh no, I have high cholesterol.
It is stressful. Yes. Yeah. To know about it.
It would be nice to just have that alleviated.
Okay. I thought I had.
Or to know that there's some things to address. And then there are some specific things. If things show up in the advanced cardiac panel, you know, specific nutrients, niacin, CoQ10, things like that, that might be necessary. Right. Your TSH is good. Your T4 is good. Your free T4, but your free T3 is low. So conversion issue, right? So we know that stress affects that. High or low cortisol affects the conversion from T4 to T3. Gut imbalances, liver imbalances, all of those affect the conversion from T4 to T3, and also selenium. So I don't know if you do any Brazil nuts, but selenium is high in Brazil nuts. You can do a couple of Brazil nuts every day.
Right.
Okay. CRP is really good. Vitamin D, you need to get your vitamin D up. How much are you currently taking?
Okay, so I was taking 12,000 IU. I've currently now, because I read this thing, and I pumped it up to 20.
Okay, do that and retest it in about 6 weeks, because you don't want to go too high.
6 weeks, okay, not 3 months.
No, not if you're going to go 20 with a 47.
Okay.
You were off of it, if you were off your supplements for a month, mm-hmm. at this time of year, where you're not out so much, right? Then it's probably because you didn't take it for that long. So you could probably go back to the 12 and then retest it in 3 months. Or if you want to go to 20, bump it back up, which is not a bad time of year to be doing that, then test it in about 6 weeks. Okay. Just make sure you don't go too high.
Right, right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Were you dehydrated this when you had this done? Any chance of you having not had enough water? Because your RBCs, yeah.
I know how much water, you know, that I really need. And I was, for whatever reason, having a hard time getting that in. Mm-hmm. And
RBCs elevated in the absence of other pathologies is just usually some dehydration. Mm-hmm. Your MCV is high. So whatever B12 you're on is either not getting in as efficiently as we could get it. It's 91. It's just at the border, but I'd love to see it like 88, 89. Okay. So if you just bump your B12 up a little bit.
Right. That's always been a thing, but it's better than it was.
Do you remember if you have the genes, any of the genetic markers for B12?
I don't remember. I think so, because we usually you go into that, the genetics, me on the B12 and the glutathione. And yeah.
All the rest of this looks good. That's it. Right. You made good progress. The only thing that hasn't really changed is that silly cholesterol. And I would say just verify that it's not anything serious. If it is, then we look at the particle sizes. We look at what nutrients might be needed there. Maybe some CoQ10, carnitine, niacin. But I don't want to just take that stuff prophylactically. I want to see what it looks like. Your CRP was fine. I didn't see homocysteine. Did you get homocysteine checked?
Should have. I got a lot. I thought I did.
Let's just see. Homocysteine.
It should have been there.
I'm looking to see on the, let me look to the most comprehensive one to see if it was there. Neutrophils.
And vials of blood.
It should have been homocysteine.
Should have been.
You had everything else. You had the ferritin, the iron, the hemoglobin A1C, the insulin. Where the heck did homocysteine go? I wonder if it came in separately. I don't even see it on your previous ones. That doesn't make sense. This, by the way, is a new marker that they just put in. It's actually a ratio, which indicates your degree of insulin resistance, and yours is low. Yay.
Yay.
I don't see homocysteine.
Well, all right. We just have to get that done.
Okay. I don't see it.
Thank you very much, because it was a little stressful to look at all those red lines when I was looking at it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, that it's really helpful to go through it with somebody. So, all right. Thank you. Awesome.